Hi, Heather Lynn with you this evening. I've been reflecting on gratitude and being grateful. I really believe gratitude is an attitude you choose. I coined that phrase back when people were asking me, Heather Lynn, how do you stay so positive in really, really tough situations? I started an answered prayer list when I was going through my battle with cancer, and it made me take notice of all the many, many answered prayers that God had answered, not only in my own life, but for those I prayed for as well. And this made a huge impact. Because we tend to stay focused on that one thing that we prayed about over and over and over that has not been answered yet. But looking at this list of thousands of answered prayers changes your way of thinking and makes you so grateful for all the many answered prayers. It's hard to be anything but grateful when you realize all the Lord has done for you. I hope that encourages you this evening to take notice of the amazing things happening in your own life. Music from Jason Gray is coming along next. I'm Heather Lynn, and this is the time of the evening when our sons start giving me that what's for dessert stare down. You know the look. I actually enjoy easy, quick recipes. I'm a busy mom, you know, got lots going on. So I like to just do things like a crockpot peach cobbler. Have you tried it yet? It is so delicious. Only 3 ingredients, and you literally just dump it all in, plug in the crock pot, and turn it on. It can be a bit problematic, though, as the delectable aroma usually brings the guys all into the kitchen area where they proceed to circle until it's finally done. I literally have to guard it that last hour. Oh, but it is so worth it. It's delicious. More music offering hope and encouragement is on the way. This world ain't gonna break me, because I know the one who makes me strong. That is so true. What type of exercise do you do to keep yourself strong? Walking is my favorite because I get to see so many neighbors and it helps me sleep better at night. As important as it is for our bodies to stay physically strong, it's also important to keep our minds strong and sharp. Did you know memorizing verses of the Bible can help you with that? It really can. Even if you're like me, Heather Lynn, having to start off with the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. You'll get there. Need a verse to memorize? Just go to our website and find the daily verse. Coming up, I'll help you find out if your favorite college team is playing and when. I'm Heather Lynn. You know, my husband is a huge Georgia Bulldog fan. One of our sons is a Tennessee fan and another is an Alabama fan. Well, the middle son and I are kind of undecided, and we both end up playing referee anytime these teams play each other. Speaking of football, it's going to be a big day Saturday with South Carolina traveling to Bryant-Denny Stadium playing number 7 ranked Alabama at noon. The number 5 ranked Georgia Bulldogs are going to be hosting Mississippi State between the hedges in Athens at 4:15. Number 8 ranked Tennessee will host the Florida Gators at 7. And I have to talk about Vandy because they pulled off that huge win last weekend against Alabama. Vanderbilt's going to be on the road to Kentucky with kickoff around 7:45. Next hour, a lot more music offering hope and encouragement. One of my all-time favorite songs on J103, I'm Heather Lynn. This time of the year offers some delicious flavors. I enjoy some pumpkin pie, some pumpkin bread. I'm just not really a huge fan of the spiced teas or pumpkin lattes. Some of my family members love those things, and I know many other friends who love them as well. I've been reading some notes on nutmeg lately. It has some really interesting calming compounds. It's actually one of the beneficial ingredients found in pumpkin spice. I know ginger and cinnamon have some benefits as well. So, pumpkin spice for the win it is. I'll just add it in my pie. More music is on the way. Hey, how are you this evening? I'm Heather Lynn. The Lord is our hope. He is the author, the creator. I hope you know him. In this world with all its struggles, I don't know how I would manage one day without him. That's for sure. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray for those who do not know you, the author, creator, our holy Savior, Christ Jesus, that they will have a relationship with you and stop struggling to live for themselves, but to turn their lives completely over to you and to live in your peace that passes all understanding. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.